The ACLU is challenging gay marriage bans in a number of states, but Ohio is not on the list. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning. Howard, why not Ohio?
Well, Ohio is a little bit different. The ACLU has filed suits in Pennsylvania and Virginia, and probably North Carolina will be added to the list. Now, the difference between those states and Ohio is that, say, in Pennsylvania, you're talking about a piece of legislation that was passed by the legislature. In Ohio, you're talking about a constitutional amendment that was passed by the voters. It's much more difficult to pull those through the courts, and it would probably tie it up for years. It's more difficult to challenge these state constitutional amendments than it is a piece of legislation. And there also is the fact that in Ohio, there's a movement afoot now to get a new freedom to marry amendment on the ballot, not this year, but in November of 2014, one which would allow for same-sex marriages. It would tell religious institutions, churches, that they wouldn't have to perform or recognize these, but it would give people of the same sex the right to marry. So there's that movement going on. It's not to say that the ACLU at some point wouldn't come in and challenge Ohio's constitutional amendment, which was passed back in 2004. But it's much more difficult to do than when you're talking about going after a piece of legislation passed by a legislature.
Now, how important is timing when it comes to pulling out these issues, putting them on the ballot?
Well, there was a lot of disagreement in the community of people who support same-sex marriage about whether or not 2014 was a good time to do this, because it's a statewide election year. You have the governor up for re-election, all the statewide offices, congressional offices. And there was some fear that it would, as in 2004, bring out a whole lot of what are called values voters, people, you know, evangelical Christians, conservatives, to come out and vote against the Freedom to Marry Act. And it would just help perpetuate, you know, the Republicans' dominance of Ohio politics.
Now, it's been a while since that kind of a social issue is on the ballot. You said 2004.
Right.
Is that a really big draw? I mean, do those types of really bring enough people out to really, Marianne, make a difference?
It was enormous in 2004, and it happened a lot in places like Butler and Warren counties down in this part of the state. Claremont County brought a whole lot of people out. And they also, when they went out to vote for that constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, they voted for George W. Bush for president. And many people, myself included, believe that that helped push Bush over the top in Ohio over John Kerry. And by winning Ohio in 2004, that gave him enough electoral votes to have a second term in the White House. So it had an enormous impact.
As we start to talk about voting and how a few votes here and there can make a difference, we've been following the so-called nomad voters, people who travel the country in their RVs, but they're registered to vote in Hamilton County. Now, the Board of Elections is looking into these cases. Where do they stand right now?
This is a very strange case. You have 22 people, and as you say, they travel around the country almost constantly in RVs and motor coaches and that sort of thing. And occasionally, they stop at a place in Anderson Township called the Family Motor Coach Association, where they can hook up for a few days, pick up their mail in some cases, buy supplies, get their RVs serviced, and they use these places as their voting address. And it's not at all clear legally whether they can do that or not. So the Board of Elections, what they've done, they've now subpoenaed the Family Motor Coach Association for their records to try to figure out, do these people have any ties to this community and should they be voting here?
Is this one a partisan issue?
Well, it's not so much. I mean, I think Republicans and Democrats both on the Board of Elections are not quite sure what to do about these people. there was some guidance from the Secretary of State, the previous Secretary of State, Jennifer Bruner. Her office said it was okay, but they haven't gotten an opinion from John Husted, the present Secretary of State. So I really don't think the Republicans and the Democrats on the Board of Elections at this point know what to do about these people.
So we'll keep watching it.
We will.
Thank you so much, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can also read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.